street can be a challenge. So if you are not on the other side of the street from those dark gray and white steps, please hit pause and walk over there so that you are looking back at the ramp-like stairs. You can zip through this walk with few stops if that's your thing, though you must hit pause at least once to cross the big street over to the Capitoline Hill. That is the only traffic between here and the Colosseum. The gradually sloping steps up to the Capitoline Hill, known as the Coordinata, should be ahead of you on the right. This is a great vantage point for a look at the layers of the city and pretty much the greatest hits of Roman history. On the far right, probably with many people walking up and down, is Michelangelo's inviting coordinata, the incline, leading in the Renaissance ideal to an inviting and noble piazza at the top. The very steep stairs just to the left lead up to the Church of Santa Maria in Araceli. It was built in 1348 as thanks for deliverance from devastating plague. Plague tore through Rome as well as the rest of Europe. In fact, it's believed as much as one-third of the entire population of Europe died from the plague in the 14th century. The stark medieval facade of the church at the top hides a wildly ornate interior. Compare these two staircases, a fab view of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance, the two eras side by side. The incredibly steep 100-something steps leading up to Santa Maria in Araceli, so distinctively medieval. Life was tough, God's will was all, and then you died, getting either reward or punishment. Now look to the right at Michelangelo's steps. The contrast couldn't be more clear. This ramp of gray stone and white shows the Renaissance and its new way of seeing man and God. Here man knew his place in the world, and he was at the center of it. Man made his life, and it was good. I've seen penitent women climbing on their knees up the killer steps to Santa Maria in Araceli. But some Romans will tell you they do that because it's supposed to bring good luck in winning the lottery. Look just to the left of the steep stairs, and you can see tucked under the side of the church staircase a Roman apartment house. This insula is from the first century and was several stories high. You can see how the level of the city has changed since Roman times. The bottom few stories are under current street level by about 30 feet. The math is that Rome adds an inch of clutter per year to the ground level. Later on, you may want to cross over and take a look. The apartment building is excavated to the ground, and you can see down to the storefronts that opened onto the ancient Roman street. The shop owners would have lived on the floor right above the stores. They had big windows and good light. The poorer you were, the higher you lived. By the time you got to the top, there were no windows, much smaller rooms, and no running water. 400 people may have lived in this one apartment house alone. At the height of the empire, 1 million people inhabited Rome. No European city's population would again equal that until London in the 1800s. Remarkable. Like many buildings that still stand from Roman times, this one, the apartment, has been reused since the original tenants moved in. Look toward the left-hand side of the red brick ruins, and you can see that this was at one time a medieval church. Toward the left are the remains of a beautiful medieval